What's 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1? Well, it all equals up to 5, but what does that mean in numerology? Today we're going to talk to one of the world's most famous numerologists. Glynis McCants is on the show. She's back to talk about 2021. What's in store for us? And then we're going to talk about what is numerology? How can numbers predict our path, our purpose, and the future? I'm Tony Sweet with Truth Be Told. Please welcome back to Truth Be Told, the one and only famous numerologist, Glynis McCants. Woo!
Hello. And a happy new year.
Happy new year. I'm excited to have you here because, 2020 was a crazy year, and I'm sure 2021 is going to be nice and smooth, right?
Not exactly, but I will say this. The energy is completely different, so it actually does matter. And I'm a firm believer it's smart to kind of take a look back so that you don't repeat the same mistakes, right? That's really what this is about. Let's go to 2020 for a moment.
Okay,
let's do it. 2 plus 0 is 4. Well, the 4 energy was about learning some lessons. You know, we all had lessons to learn. And because of when the pandemic hit, it gave you a chance to just get off of your regular treadmill of life and go, okay, what matters most to me, right? Who, relationships, you could take a look at your relationships and see them with a new light. Because let's say you're the person who reached out to everybody and say, hey, are you okay? And you realize none of those people reached out to check on you. Okay, that was a wake-up call.
Right.
It made you realize, hey, maybe these people should not be the priority that I've made them. So I think relationships was a huge part of last year. I also saw a lot of couples break up I looked at the numbers, I thought it was a shame because they actually were compatible. But when you stop your life, that's an unnatural balance. And I think it hurt a lot of relationships. Then I saw other people, Tony, who got together and got married really fast or got pregnant really fast. And I didn't see that as a smart idea either. So it was a powerful year. We learned the hard way. That's what I would tell you. Even the issue of wear the mask or don't wear the mask, I will tell you straight up, in my life, yes, people were impacted by COVID. I lost 8 people in my life, Tony.
8. Wow, that's a lot.
It's tremendous. And so it wasn't a question for me. I understand that if you had no one in your life have a problem with COVID, you're like, is this real or not? But when you have it happening in your life, it's a wake up call. It makes you go, whoa, this is scary. And then you warn other people. So it wasn't an issue for me, but we watched it in the country where some people did, some people didn't.
Right.
And as a result, that infection got worse. I'm also going to say that my sister Monica lives in New Zealand and they handled it completely differently, right? They did the mask, they did the social distance, and they're able to have a normal life. Like at Christmas when she wrote me, there she is with a group of people having a blast and I'm not panicking for them, right? Like if you see pictures now, Tony, of a big crowd, you get nervous if they're not protected. You're like, oh, I don't want anyone getting sick.
Right.
So here we've entered 2021. 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 1 is 5. 5 is based on movement. It does mean gotta go, gotta do. So keeping that in mind, you gotta find ways to solve this problem. We cannot deny. Do you realize over 4,000 people died yesterday, Tony? Come on. You don't have to know those people, but that does matter.
Right.
So as a result, this year, I think we come up with solutions. We figure some stuff out. I totally understand those who are like not comfortable with the vaccine yet, right? Because it's too new. By the way, I'm one of them. I am not a girl who would jump into that.
Right, same here.
First of all,
I get
allergic to a lot of things. I would take my time, but I'm obsessed with natural products like oil of oregano pills, Tony, and also wellness formula pills have both been great for keeping me healthy.
That's
not
wonderful.
Sick. Because I used to get sick twice a year with a cold, not sick at all because of what's going on. So 2021, I think take your power back. Figure out what's good for you. What can you do to improve your health? What's going on with you mentally? It's about mental stimulation. It's about being a detective, digging for truth. This year, Tony, you're going to love this year for your work because it's breakthroughs. It's finding out what's really going on. Instead of this smoke and mirrors that we're constantly subjected to, I see that being shattered. So I'm excited about the difference, the difference in the energy. And it also makes you feel a little more motivated. Like, are you feeling, think about your energy right now. Do you feel a little more awake this year than you did last year?
I do.
Already.
I do. I mean, yeah, 2020 was kind of a, it was busy, but, and yeah. I was a fortunate one that my business remained open. So
yeah, you were able to work.
Yeah, I was able to work, but this year I feel more lighter and I feel more optimism. I was like I was telling you before, and I'm excited to announce to a lot of our listeners that I haven't really got to announce it to, but even Truth Be Told is now on Boston TV 31, WCRN. So our first TV network that Truth Be Told is on. So, you know, there's a lot of optimism for 2021.
Oh, yeah, no, and that's what I mean about a shift. Now, what I'm also going to talk about briefly is personal year cycles, because as you know, at the end of this month, I'm going to do an online numerology workshop teaching you what is your personal year cycle, what should you focus on. But we'll do some of those today, and we'll start with you.
Oh, wonderful.
It comes from the month and day, reduced to one digit, and then you add the world number. So example, born December 7th, that's 1 plus 2 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. You have a 1 attitude, which, by the way, is what makes you work so hard. You are a natural workaholic.
I am.
And honestly, Tony, people could say if you do what you're here to do or what you love, then it doesn't feel like work at all, correct?
Right.
It feels good.
It's dealing with people that make
you. And so you love to work. But last year, you were in a personal year of 5, which means it was not in your control.
No,
no matter what you try to make happen. It was tedious. It's like, gosh darn it, I've got these ideas, but it's not quite coming to fruition. Whereas this year, you ended a personal year of 6, and 6 means you get your power back. This is a great year for you.
And that's honestly, and I feel it. I really do feel like I finally I stepped forward and took my power back, which is great.
Yes.
Which is great.
That's the key. You know, it's a, but when I talk about that 5 energy for you, meaning last year's cycle, it means your mind was going, you had all these ideas, but maybe it was a little foggier and it was harder to focus. Like, you could have a good idea on Monday, suddenly it was Friday and you still didn't get it done. You were like, what? How did I run out of time? So it was, that's what I mean about the weirdness of it. Whereas this year, cycle of 6 means I'm in charge. And now that you've got that one TV station that want to pick you up, you can continue down that road because Lord knows you have content. And you've done this long enough to know what you're doing.
600 episodes.
I can see that opening up even more for you because you're in the perfect cycle for it to do so. The other thing I'd say to you when it comes to the caution, when it comes to signing contracts, really read the fine line. You know, that's the key for you because it's exciting to get opportunity. Just make sure you know exactly what you're signing.
And I think that's a good thing that comes with age.
Yeah,
you learn your lessons from the signing stuff through excitement, not through just, you know, business knowledge. So, well, can you tell me, and I know a lot of people ask me this, like, what's the difference between astrology, numerology, psychic, medium? Is there a big difference between the two?
Okay. So here's what I would say. Like, example, numerology, it's a science of numbers. The one I use is the Pythagorean number system.
Right.
It's 2,500 years old. The belief is that everything in the universe has vibration. But in astrology, that would certainly be true as well. You know, when someone's born, they know that the 12 planets that determine what that person is, right? Because when we get here, it's a frequency that comes with us. So in the case, when I talk about that, when we break it down in numerology, it's 3 numbers in the name. It's 3 numbers in the birthday. And those 6 numbers give us a blueprint of who you are.
Right.
Now, what I would tell you, since I've done this for so many years, it's the gift of interpretation that makes it powerful. Example, my books, Glennis Has Your Number and Love by the Numbers. These books are life-changing for the people who pick them up who know nothing about numerology and want to learn. They use this, they can understand their children better, their relationships, who they should go into business with. So it's all frequency. But when it comes to astrology, they're using planets, right? And they're looking to go, how compatible are you or where are your challenges? That's where it's the same. And this is what I'd also tell you. When I look at numbers, Tony, my third eye is wide open and that makes me very psychically in tuned to what's going on. Example. When I studied Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, I could see numerology patterns that made me believe Joe Biden could win this election. What I saw was we were in the year 2020. Joe Biden was literally born on the 20th, and he's a 20/2 life path. So he literally had 2020 in his own chart. Then when he picked Kamala Harris, she was born the 20th. I'm like, wait a second. She's born October 20th. He's born November 20th. The inauguration's January 20th. I'm like, I see a pattern here. I see it. And then the intuition pops in. I'm like, okay, what kind of day is it? You know, and you study all that stuff. And then I looked, of course, at Donald Trump. My caution for him in January 2020, as I said, because he had entered a personal year of six, it was extremely important for him to be careful not to act like a king, because the six energy is a king. Same thing with you this year, Tony. You got to be careful to not go, it's my way or the highway, right? I still have to work with other people. I still have to find a way to compromise. So that was my caution for him. And we saw the way in which he played it. You know, it wasn't that he doesn't have a fanatical fan base. We know he does. But he also has all of America. And all of America felt overwhelmed. One, because of what was going on with that pandemic, and then the choices that were being made. So, yes, I looked at his chart, and here's what I saw. And I did this. By the way, they can look it up on Coast to Coast. It was on September 2nd. That's when I said I saw Joe Biden winning. But here's what I also said. I see a massive popular vote for him, meaning Joe Biden. And it was very funny because George is like, what? What do you see? I go, well, no less than 5 million votes. That's what I kept saying. Well, it turned out it was 7 million. But what I noticed, if you look at just numbers in general, when it comes to the Electoral College, if you end up with like 5 million in the popular, the Electoral College comes with that. It's like a wave, okay? So that's why I was very clear about it at the time. My other concern, though, when I looked at the chart, is I knew that doesn't make it smooth sailing, right? I knew this would be very dramatic. And what you saw happen just at the beginning of this year, there you go. Like people said to me, well, what's going to happen on, wasn't it January 6th? And I said, oh, it's going to be grab your bag of popcorn. It's going to be like a movie. And oh, Tony, did it look like a movie to you? Did that look real to you at all? What was happening?
Remember there's a movie. It was called Something Under Siege. That movie. And it kind of reminded me of that in a way.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't look real. And yet, of course, it was. So here's what I'm telling you. That is the gift. Like when you interpret numerology, those basic numbers, they're in place. As a matter of fact, I invite people to go to numberslady.com and look up their life path number and their attitude number because it's sitting there and they can look it up. Those basics are there. But the gift to see what's going on, that's where that psychic stuff comes in, right? When we're talking about a gifted psychic, someone gifted at tarot, someone gifted at astrology, it's that next level. But the numbers themselves are very helpful. They can help change your life and make it better for you. And I want to say something else about today's energy. Today is an 8-day and it adds up to 5. I would not have picked this energy at all for us, but I knew when you wrote me, you're like, hey, McCants, are we on Friday? I'm like, wait, what? You know, so I went for it. But meanwhile, I'm going to give you an example. I have a dog outside that's crying to get in, which would never happen on a normal day. And my husband, Charlie, who's normally got his ear to run and get the dog, isn't hearing her. So I'm going to do something about that. Give me one second.
No problem.
Let's try for this. Charlie, can you hear me? Yeah, the dog is screaming outside, darling. Could you take care of that? And thank you. Yeah.
There
in true
go.
Life, you know, normally that wouldn't happen, but here we are. All right, so back to it. But you see what I mean? It's all energy, Tony, and what's beautiful for what you do, and I know this comes from the 7 in you. You're born on a 7 day. The 7 is always saying, who am I? What am I? Why am I here?
Constantly.
Life purpose means a great deal to you. So for you to manifest a show where you have people who have knowledge, you know, you bring in all kinds of points of view. It's not like you're in agreement. I've seen some of your shows, Tony.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you're in agreement with every word out of someone's mouth, but you welcome it. It's like, wow, interesting point of view. Where did that come from? So it's the same thing. If we understand what motivates us and also what upsets us, we have more control. in this lifetime to not be so affected. Don't let someone take that sun from you, right? I mean,
right.
I always say, don't let someone steal your joy. You have the right to be happy, but you can manifest people in your life that are toxic to you in numerology. And that, by the way, is really the science of numbers. You know, we're not all the same, but if we learn how to understand each other,
right.
We can communicate in a new way so that we coexist better. And that is my obsession. That's what I want, obviously, for the United States, but for the whole world.
And how do you, because there's many people that born on December 7th, 1969, but you can break it down even more, like maybe,
yes.
Like, you know, by
yes.
time you're born and...
I'll tell you how, actually. It's your name, too. Don't forget.
Oh, I didn't know
your
that.
Your first and last name that you go by gives us three numbers that you put out into the universe.
Okay.
Your birth certificate name gives us a destiny number, which gives us a sense of where you're headed. That automatically shifts things for you. Okay?
Okay.
And also, if someone were born exactly as you, December 7th, 1969, yes, you could meet them and you'd have some things that were the same. There's no question. You would compare notes and go, wow, I like that too. Or you could meet someone living on the shadow side of that energy where you're like kind of shocked that, wow, we're born the same day, but I don't like that guy.
Right.
Well, okay. But I'm telling you, that comes from the energy living on the positive or negative. And that is covered in both of my books as well. Just to give you a heads up. Because, you know, when people come to me, you know, I do numerology sessions, they could come really depressed and say, I hate my life. Well, sure enough, we look at the numbers and realize they fell to the shadow side of their energy. Mm. And that's what I help them pull back out of, you know, to help them be happy. This
right.
is about finding joy. No matter what happens in the world, you can still be happy. That's what this is about.
And I love that because, you know, as we come to this earth, I always feel, you know, this earth is just it's a learning lesson. It's a school.
Yes.
And I know for our podcasters won't be able to do this, but we're going to also be taking some calls from some of our live listeners. So the people on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, if you want to call in and make sure you have, you know, your is it your given name or do you have to
let me explain what
explain
I do.
It.
When I'm
I'll give the number.
And this is, by the way, for the people who follow my work, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so fast. Can you just quickly do blank? That's not really what this is. When I'm on radio or television, I do what I call fast food numerology. You know, we get a first name and a full date of birth, and I can give you some insights about you. When you want to learn really all about you, it's a numerology chart, which is not what we do, because that's the first, last name, the full date of birth, and the full birth certificate name. It's a lot of information.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it is, Tony, when you have someone's birthday, those three numbers give you tremendous insight on who they are.
Wonderful.
So that's what I need, a first name and a full date of birth.
All right. So if you want to call in, it's 323, get your pens, get your paper, 323-524-2599, 323-524-2599. We already have some people calling in, and so we're going to take those here in just a minute. But Glynis, and have you ever noticed or seen somebody that once they found out the numbers and you gave them a reading, they kind of became more of that number? Because you know how some people, especially in my generation before, I wanted to be a truck driver, but my parents wanted me to be a fireman. You know how they were forced to do something that they didn't want to do. But once they found out their chart or anything, they started realizing they did have a different path and it gave them permission to become who they are. Have you noticed that through numerology?
Well, let me knock that up a notch of what happens.
Okay.
Let's say I work at a bank, but at night I go home and play the guitar and sing. Well, the fact is I'm a three life path, but maybe I was born on a 4 day. The four is business minded. They try to do things to get a paycheck to be safe. But the three is here to perform and share their gifts. So once they know that, they actually get permission. It's like, oh my gosh, you know me. I do love music. I play in my room.
Right.
I'm like, now you get out there and go for it. And sure enough, Tony, the career happens for them because they are gifted. So that's what it is. It's like, if life is about discovery, numerology helps you get more of a discovery of who you are in case you were raised by parents, let's say, who did not want you to do it. Like, look, I've had literally like an attorney who was talented, but they hated it. Yeah. What are they now? Motivational speaker.
Wow.
Right? Life coach. Because it's energy that tells you what your gifts are, and then you have to decide what are you going to do about it. But yeah, I find numerology, understanding of numerology is like a friend. When I counsel, here's another example. Let's say a husband and wife are toxic. When I explain them to each other, the husband will say, I told you that's who I am. See, it's not to make you mad. And it makes me laugh. I'm like, exactly. He's not doing it to upset you. It's vibration. And because you guys are a challenge in numerology, it's a breakdown in communication. But if you're willing to understand your differences, you can get along better. So I've actually saved marriages that way. Hmm. And I've also had people part company because they realize, oh, it's always going to be this way. Don't want to do this.
Right.
You know, yeah. I don't like that. I don't like his personality. I'm like, well, you can't fault him if it really is vibration and you two are in conflict.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So, but I have done people that have children. I've helped them improve their marriage. Even though they were toxic in numerology, improve the marriage because they wanted to stay together for the children, and it just made it better for everybody. It's a great tool
and for I think
understanding
that's
each other.
One reason I start when I, like you said before, when I started Truth Be Told, I am a person, even though I don't believe some things that people tell me, I think it's fascinating. I just find it fascinating. When I was a kid, I used to go, I would go to like, Presbyterian, I would go to a Buddhist temple. I would go because I was just fascinated with how people, you know, worship and how people learn religion. And same with politics. I would go and I would listen to everybody because I find it fascinating the beliefs and how the differences. We're human. We see the same, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it just fascinates me how we can think so differently. And numerology and I'm sure it explains all of that. So, but do you want to take a few calls though?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to take a few calls. So this is a 319 number. Remember name and your 6-digit birthday. So let's go ahead and bring you on. You are live with Glynis McCants. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
And my birth. Hi. My birth date is 12/12/1962.
19 what? 62?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see about that. So, Cindy, of course, the first question I'd ask because you have double six, do you have kids or not?
I have two sons.
Well, they should be your world. I'd be shocked that, like, on a psychic level, how old are they now?
28 and 32.
Don't you see the little kid in them when you see them? Don't you see their history, like the love you have and all that you've known about them?
Yeah, and I miss them being little kids.
Oh, it's got to be so hard. I mean, when I see a six life path, I swear, I'm like, make sure you have dogs and cats or something else you can love unconditionally, because the little baby and the little person knocks you out. I mean, it's your favorite thing in the whole world. So yeah, that's a part of who you are. The number 3 and the number 6 are creative minded energy, and they're supposed to be in charge. They're not supposed to necessarily work for somebody else unless that person respects them, respects their strength, because you're very good at damage control. When everything's messed up, that's your specialty. You step right in to fix it. So what have you picked for work?
I work in an internal wholesaler role, but I kind of do work somewhat independently.
Do they leave you alone and trust that you'll do a good job?
Yeah, I have a boss who just leaves me alone.
Because, you know why? Because he doesn't have to worry about you. That's very much your chart. Like, look, you have great energy. Like, this is energy I always like to have around, because I know you don't just do your job. You tend up doing other people's too. For the record, you've entered a personal year of 2, so your intuition's going to be stronger. What is your question real quick? What is it you want to know?
I was just wondering, I have started talking with someone. Of course, we haven't met. COVID is here.
Yes.
If that would be time to maybe later in the year to try to see if something between us would work.
Oh, and that's all energy. So what's the date of birth, Cindy?
12/5/1968.
Double five. Well, where is that person located? Are they anywhere near you or somewhere else?
Not real far, about 3 hours.
Okay. What I'd say is, did you meet online?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's his name?
David.
Okay, so what I'd say about David, he's a human Christmas tree. He's very charismatic. He's got a lot on his mind. I call them human popcorn machines. They have a ton of ideas. What I'm hoping is he's got a job he likes. Does he, or is he undecided with his work? What do you know about that?
No, he likes his job.
Right, but what did he pick? Because he's a very strong-minded person.
He's in, like, IT for a university.
Is it online work? Does he do online work?
No, I mean, he goes to the university. And he
right,
works
but when you say, I mean, the description of his job, does it have to do with computers or not?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. I'm laughing because I'm literally on 3 cups of coffee today, and I feel like I'm bouncing off the building, but give me a second, Cindy. What I want to tell you is I'm thrilled that he's dealing with computers. Here's why. The numbers 1, 5, and 7 are the best when it comes to working on computers, like cyber warfare, dealing with a hacker, or teaching how to program. That's what they do. So the fact that he does that makes me happy. Like, it makes me feel better about him for you. Then he has an 8 attitude, which is, he must think you're pretty. You guys exchange video. What are you doing? Are you talking online?
Just chatting online right now.
But I mean, have you seen each other online, or do you do it on the phone? Go ahead.
No, he has seen a picture of me. I haven't seen one of him yet.
Yeah, because, okay, as long as he's seen a picture of you, I'm just going to tell you, with this 8 attitude, you need to be attractive. Like, he wouldn't be drawn if you weren't attractive. So I'm going to assume you are. That comes from his 8 attitude. So if you're going to say to me, are we perfectly matched? My answer is not perfectly. You know, he's a 5, you're 6.
Uh-huh.
But I've had couples that do well together with the 5, 6, as long as they're both very busy in their life, which you are. You know, you have a career. Mm-hmm. He's got a career. So let's just see it. The other thing, if you're going to say, hey, Glennis, what should I be looking for about him? Find out his history. Like, you know, how many times has he been married? What do you know about that? Or has he never been married?
Yeah, he was married once.
For how long?
Several years. He's only been divorced a couple years now. I
how did
say
it end? What does he say to you? What does he say about how it ended?
His wife changed religions that he didn't agree with.
Oh, well, that's a powerful and actually a good reason. You know, in a partnership, when someone shifts into something that big, it can make it hard to coexist, right? But what I want to say is, what I care about with him is that there was never any cheating, like that he's a loyal person. Again, you know what you can do, Cindy? Just run a chart for yourself with him. If you go to my website, numberslady.com, and look at the whole chart, type love numbers in the promo code, treat it as one word, numbers, you'll get a discount, you know, but it's worth looking. Look at the whole chart and see what's going on. But I have to say I like him because he seems like fun. Like, I think it's been fun for you guys to be talking at all right now. He makes you feel more alive than you did without him. So now let's just do that chart, all right? Take care.
Yeah, I would say intuitively I have some reservations, which I kind of sense from you as well.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll see how it goes.
I know, because his life path is a challenge to you, and he's got double five. Let me tell you what the concern would be. Let's pretend there's no pandemic. Let's say you're dating. Then what I'd want to know is, when you're at a restaurant or something, does he kind of disappear? You know, when you're talking to someone and they wander in their mind and you know they're not really listening? That would be my concern if you met, you know, were with him. And the other concern I have, when you exchange a photo, you should be getting one from him right away just the same. You know, not just you. It should be both. So there could be a story there.
Yeah, well, and that's on me somewhat. I haven't asked either because I was just talking.
No, no,
I mean, we were just talking.
Let me tell you about men. If they want you to see what they look like, oh, this is going to send it to you right away. Men are very proud. You listen, I met my Charlie. It's been 18 years now, and he's still the love of my life. He's my little best friend, always. But he sent those photos so fast. You know what I mean? We were exchanging that right away because I took my time to meet him. I didn't want to meet him too quickly because I knew we'd get involved and I didn't want to do that, like physically. So I waited. We were 4 months of just talking and getting to know him. But by the time I met him, without telling him because I didn't want to scare him, I was in love. But it was mutual, obviously. So yeah, let's see more about him. Try to get that photo.
All right. Very good.
And if he sends you a photo of a young George Clooney, it's not him. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
What's funny is, you know, I hear this all the time. For years, somebody's like, oh, what sign are you? You don't hear too much, like, what number are you?
No, you do not. But I will say what's changed. Remember, I was talking to my husband about this. It was 1995 that I first went on with like a big audience. It was Lisa Gibbons show.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I went out there, and back then, oh my goodness, you know, obviously I was always accurate and I'm grateful to God for that because to me that's God given. But I would do the numbers and there was the people who didn't believe, the skeptics. Well, right. My goodness, that was, am I right to say, 25 years ago? Is that right? 1995?
That's right.
So I've been out there 25 years. I promise, you look around, you'll see a ton of people who are numerologists, right? They write books. Unfortunately, I got to tell you this, Tony, because you can relate. I've actually had to get legal counsel and get involved with people who take my work and rewrite a book. They write a book as if they wrote it. I'm like, wow, guys, don't do that. I'm all for you learning new information and sharing it with us. I want to learn as much as there is out there. You have a breakthrough that's unique, go for it. But I'm saying that numerology now is more mainstream, but it's not down to what you just said, which is, what's your number?
Right.
What's your life path number? No. And what's funny, Tony, because I live in this world of numerology, I'm subjected to it constantly. Like I hear about it every day, right? Because all the letters are about numerology. But then I'll do like a corporate event. And I'll say, raise your hand if you know about numerology. And they just look at me like I just said, raise your hand if you speak Zimbabwe. They are in shock. What are you talking about? They don't know it. So you're right, Tony. It is not mainstream like that astrology, but it's bigger now than it's ever been.
So let's say if we did start using numbers, is there a better number than another one? Or is it just depends on your number? The number that's going to match with you.
I'll put it to you. Yes, it's absolutely true that if you look at your life path, example, when I talked to her about the chart, you can see what energy frequency is compatible to you, a challenge to you, or a natural match to you.
Right.
Now, a natural match means easy. You're talking, you can lift an eyebrow and you know what each other's thinking. That's
right.
The best. A compatible means you talk and you can agree to disagree. Sometimes you don't agree. But a challenge number, the reason I also call it toxic, it is speaking two different languages. And by the time you're done, you walk away feeling a little depressed or lower energy because it's all frequency. So yeah, it does matter. And people say, oh gosh, I think I have a bad number. You know, it's just like I said, I was born under a bad sign. I say to them, what we believe is what we manifest.
True.
So I say, no. All numbers are good if you embrace the positive side of them.
Right.
The shadow side of any number is not where you want to be. And that's why it's important to learn. Learn those numbers and learn the difference.
Mm. Well, we have another Tony in the chat room ready to come on. So I'm going to bring him in on an 803. Yeah. So Tony, you're live with Glennis McCants.
Hi, it's me, Tony. My birthday is 01/03/1983.
And just so you know, I never need to know about those zeros because what I'm it's okay. I'm just adding it straight across. 1/3/1993, born on a 3-day.
Oh, 83.
2/5. So you're an 8 life path. So that is your life path, the same as Tony. So the two Tonys are 8s. did Tony know that?
Did you get 83 or 90 or 93?
Because I got 93. Am I right?
He's 83.
Oh no, well, he's 83.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. So let's change that number. All right, hold on.
I wish it was 93, but
it was 10 years before. So that shifts it to 7. You know, Tony, hold on 1 second. 4, 5, 7. Yeah. So here's what I would say. You have duality in your personality. And what that means is people think they know you and they don't. How often have you felt misinterpreted?
Oh, all the time. I always feel like people have a perception of me and it's completely wrong.
I see that in your chart. So here's what I would tell you. The fact that you're born on a 3-day, that's the part of you that has a good sense of humor. You can be playful. You love to laugh. You know, if someone's funny, you want to be sitting right with them. Or I'm sure you've got a good sense of humor where you crack jokes sometimes to lighten it up. You have two very strong energies here. When you have a 4 attitude, it means when you think you're right, you're like a lawyer, Tony. You're a little scary. Like you will lay it out. You have evidence to support your position. Then
this is very true.
Yes, I take your life path, which is 7. That's your ability to step back. So like someone's talking, you're so good at feeling who they are. You're like, that person's not honest. That person's a liar. Or I like this person. You feel it pretty quickly. What has happened in your life, I believe, is you've been misinterpreted. Like sometimes I think you're about honesty, but you're so direct. You end up in conflict you didn't mean to get into. How often has that happened?
It's happened quite often. I think people, one thing they do know is that if you come to me with anything, I am pretty
honest.
Direct because, yeah, I hate tap dancing around anything.
Yes.
It's like, I don't have time for that. It's like, here's what it is. And like, I mean, just be an adult about it. And like, that's what it is. Like, don't try to feed me something different. Like, we all know that something different. Yeah.
Well, and here's the other one. When we talk about for you, you want to hear yes or no. You don't like maybe. When someone's like, well, maybe, you're like, don't maybe me. It's yes or no. Because that you just want to know where you stand. So let me just be quickly to say you've entered a really good cycle. You've entered a personal year cycle of 1. Excuse me, no, you haven't. It's 9. And a 9-year cycle means clearing the space for the new beginnings. So you're supposed to look around your environment and throw stuff away. You know, take a look at the clothes, everything you have, and decide, what do I use anymore? Can I give it to charity? Get rid of stuff. The more you get rid of, the better it will be for you mentally. The other thing about you, nature is your friend. So anytime you get with nature, it actually heals you, Tony. So right now with this pandemic, I don't know what you're doing about that. Like, are you anywhere near water? Where do you live?
I'm in the valley, so I'm not
no
near
water
the water.
There. But do you ever get to the ocean? Do you ever get there?
I actually have during this pandemic, like maybe like twice, which is kind of uncommon for me. Like I've never been like a beach person, but the few times that I have gone, it's good. Yeah.
The ocean is incredibly healing for you. I'm saying that water for the number 7, if you're troubled, like even taking a shower, getting in a bath, whatever, it helps you. It helps your mind. It helps you get clarity because you have a very strong intuitive voice. But I know for a fact as a 7, when they get near water, it helps them think more clearly. So I'm suggesting do more of that. You said you're in the valley, but how far are you from the ocean? How far?
I think Venice or Santa Monica are probably close, so maybe like 30 minutes.
So I'm suggesting, especially full moons, I'm obsessed with the full moon. Next time there's like a full moon scheduled, get over to that water and just do whatever you ask for what you want. Talk about that. Because what about relationships? Are you in one now or no?
No, I've been single for over a decade.
Okay. So if I were to say that is surprising to me, that would not be honest. Like 7s, their natural state is a loner. So that's what I mean about the battle within you. The 3 social, and you're born on a 3-day, but your 7 is okay alone. You'd rather be alone than in a bad relationship. I'll put it to you that way. But I am also going to suggest, I created a CD called Affirmations to Attract Healthy Love. I want you to make that commitment because you actually would like to share your life with someone if it was a good person. And the number one thing for you is intellectual. If they're smart and they know something you don't, you get very excited. You know, the intellectual stimulation, it's a big one for you. But you were not meant to just be by yourself. And 10 years is enough. Let's get back into sharing our life with somebody.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
And you know, I think that's important to when a lot of people, they, like you know, a lot of people go through this life and they go out of this life never knowing who they are, never know their life path. They don't. And to me, that is probably the saddest thing about, it's not about money. It's not about what you have. It's just so many people, they not necessarily waste their life. It's just because they don't know how to seek out the information.
Okay, so what I would say about that is, you know, I just, my wonderful mother-in-law, and I mean, this was the coolest woman I've ever known, and she got sick in December. Well, it's not true. She ended up getting COVID. She's one of my examples. Okay. But the point is, in that hospital, she was 97. She had more life force than anyone. I mean, when I say I couldn't get over her at all, she, like, what, I'll give you a great example. First of all, her voice was this, Gladys, dear. She was talking like that. Gladys. And so one time she went in my backyard. She said, you need to get some bamboo, dear. I said, why? Well, if you want your third martini, would you want the neighbors to know, dear? And I thought, my third martini? Why am I getting so drunk in the backyard? but what she was a five life path, and a five is a celebrator of life, and that's all she did. So her goal, she wanted to live to be 103. Wow. And I really felt confident she would make it to 100. I was clear on that. So when we lost her, it was devastating. That was December 13th, just a horrible time, and we were really busy here. It was, I can't even tell you how bad it was. And the worst thing is, her husband, when he passed away, there was like 500 people at the church, and that was all because of Billy. Billy, people loved her.
Really?
He wasn't popular. Her husband, Frank, was not. And this the stepfather. No, Frank wasn't even social. 500 people showed up because Billy said to. So now here's poor Billy passing away during a pandemic, and we cannot celebrate her properly. So, and we're in the year five. So when she was in that hospital, she had wounded her hip. That's why she was there, hip surgery. I was praying and praying, just please, please, please let her get to the year five. Please get her out of the year four.
Oh,
it happened. So what I'm telling you is, I'm going to write about that woman because she was a case study of someone who lived her life by the numbers. She didn't know her numbers. She just had good parents who encouraged her to fly high. She was from Wisconsin, ended up in New York City, worked for Time Magazine, worked in design. She did it all, went all over the world, museums, anything you could think in this world that's fascinating, she went there. And beautiful, dressed to the nines. But here's another great example of her. When she was 96, which was a minute ago, she wrote me an email and it said, Glynis, emergency. And I opened it up and she's like, what was that red lipstick you had on? I need it.
Emergency.
Come on, Tony. The woman's 96 and that red lipstick's an emergency.
Do you see my point?
So I believe this is a spiritual stomping ground where we are. You know, we're here to learn, but we are here to do all that we're meant to do.
Yeah.
And what do they say? Don't die with the music in you.
Let it out.
That's the key, right? You don't sit there with all these great dreams and then not go for it.
Yeah.
It's your job to move forward.
I love it.
And yes, some tools make it easier for us, right, Tony? Sometimes you can pick up a book that you need that helps change that for you. And that's what I want. Again, Glynis has your number. Love by the numbers. Those books give you tools to have a better life. And also as a parent, just like Billy having good parents, so many of us do not. Like, my mom's my best friend. My father was great. He passed away. But when you have people putting you down as a child, shooting down your dreams and making a mockery, like especially children that are psychic, right? They have all these ideas. Oh, shut up. Oh, that's horrible. What are you doing? That's not real, but it is. So if you have parents who love and nurture you, you can get where you need to go.
Right.
But if you're an adult right now watching the show going, well, I didn't have that. Well, then it's your job to do the healing.
Yeah. You,
now it's your job to heal yourself so that you can get on with that dream.
Yeah.
Because it is not over till that final scene, right? Yeah. And we don't know when that will be. Like Billy, my wonderful mother-in-law, she was going to live. She had big plans and her life is gone.
Wonderful.
Yet she lived 97 years,
good
which is
her.
Such a gift. And she had this little thought for the day that we saw in her house. And it said, love each moment. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is exactly who she was. Love each moment.
I love
you. Do that,
like that.
You're going to have a great life.
I love people like that. Well, before we only have about 5 minutes left, but I want you to tell us about your online workshop coming up. Tell us about that.
Okay. So I'm doing an online numerology workshop. I do it every year. This one's how to get the most out of 2021. And what I do is I talk about the things I said would happen in 2020. And then I tell you what I see happening in 2021. And then I focus on personal year cycles to help you know what cycle you're in, mm-hmm. and what would be a good idea to focus on. I let people submit questions and I'll just answer like we did today. You just answer what you can during the workshop. And what's happening right now, if they sign up by the 12th of this month, they get a copy of my numerology calendar, a PDF version. That means it will be emailed to them. And what that calendar does is it helps you pick, like, you know, the best days to schedule the most important things in your life. That could be surgery. If you were to travel, the day to travel, the day to return, anything that's important, getting married, the day to pop the question. I literally have these simple symbols so that it's easy for you to use it. And page one of that calendar shows you exactly how it works. And yeah, that's a freebie when they sign up, if they sign up for the early bird special. And it's at thenumberslady.com on the products page.
I love it. And make sure you go to her, and it's right there on the lower third here. Glennis has your number. Let's take one more call, and then unfortunately we got to go. But just because we end the conversation here doesn't mean you can't contact Glennis and get more information, get the books. Maybe, I don't know, are you still giving readings? Charts and stuff.
Oh, of course. Just like I told that gal, I have I do live sessions. Those aren't being done right now. This is the busiest time for my company.
Right.
But I start back up in February, and how that works, they can request the list of readings that I offer. But I also do numerology reports. If you're watching show today going, well, gosh, tell me about me. You know, I don't know my numbers at all. You can order an individual reading that gives you your six numbers and defines it for you to understand about your numerology. But I also have Are We Soulmates? So you can look at you with somebody else and do a numerology chart comparison to see what's going on in that relationship. Just like I suggested to Cindy, I'm like, run a chart and see what's there. Because if you have like three challenges out of six, that's a lot of work. Or four or more, I don't even recommend it. You'll see that in the chart. Type love numbers in the promo code as one word. Love numbers, and you get a discount.
Love it. All right, 505, this is your lucky day. This will be our last call, but you are on with Glennis McCants. Who's this calling?
Hi, Sylvia Martin.
Hello, hello.
July 3rd, 1970.
How can my nose be itchy? This is so interesting. Okay, say that birthday again, please.
July 3rd, 1970.
Tom Cruise's birthday.
Hey.
Yes.
All right, so one, two, let's see. Are you a nine life path? Yes. All right. Do you have a quick question before I go into what I see?
Yes. My question is, how do I get joy back in my life?
Okay. Well, the first question I'd have is, who took it from you? Who took it from you?
I think both my parents passing away 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Since then.
Let me put it to you this way. Now, when you say that, are you referring to the fact that they passed away, or are you saying emotionally unavailable growing up? What would you say about them?
They were both very strong in my life. Actually, I lost both my parents and my grandma all within a year and a half. And ever since then, I have never been the same.
All right. So listen to me carefully. You are a case study of your numerology. You are technically a nine life path. A nine is the number that can hang on to the past. They don't mean to, but they kind of live there. And when they lose their parents, no matter how old they are, meaning you, you'll feel like an orphan. You feel like you're lost and alone, but you are not. That's part of your number. And you can absolutely heal that by being proactive, because you're born on a 3-day. That tells me you love communicating, you love friendships, you do enjoy laughter, but because you were so close to your family, you feel like you lost the most important people in your life. The other thing I want to say is you have entered a personal year of six. Six is a strong cycle for you. This would be a great year to be productive in healing yourself. This is, I'm not kidding when I tell you this. It is completely possible for you to get this, where you heal you, and you actually can manifest people. Like, are you single now or in a relationship?
Been married 26 years.
And what's that date of birth real quick, that person?
December 7th, 1962.
All right, so let's just go there. One, let me just say, the problem, what's been a problem in the relationship, there are times you have felt completely alone. Even though you're in the partnership, you have felt emotionally alone. Correct?
Yes.
Well, that's because there's double one energy. It is not intentional on his part, but it won't be through him that you heal. This is us working on you. Now, I have a CD that I adore. It's called Affirmations to Attract Kindness, like people treating you better. Because I feel like you have not been treated as well as I certainly want you to be. You know, I feel like you've been so alone. Like you're the one who does for everyone else, and it's not reciprocal. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to fix that. But affirmations to attract more kindness, here's my promise. You do it daily, 15 minutes a day, you can flip the kind of people you attract and feel better. Just shoot an email to my office and we'll make sure you get a discount, but just let's get you on the road, okay? Because I don't want you to live in that pain. It's not, okay. I know it feels real, but it's not, because we can't go backwards. We can't fix anything from the back, and we can't fix anything in the front. The only thing we can do is take care of today. But this is a great year for you to have a transformation. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, she's welcome.
Oh, Glynis, you are amazing, and I love having you on the show, and it's always a joy. And
thank you.
And I always say, I tell people all the time, if they want to get their numbers, Glynis is the person to go to. So please.
Thank you.
Of course.
Well, and yet that gal just now was a perfect example of someone who fell to the shadow side of a number. She doesn't, no one means to do that. We all do it, by the way.
Right.
But it's possible to get her out of that. She is a humanitarian. She can get out even volunteering her time. This woman has so much goodness in her, but the relationship, it's not no one's fault, but in that partnership, emotionally, that she's not getting what she needs. And that's why she has to expand her circle to bring more people in so she can feel loved and valued again, the way she did when her parents were alive.
Perfect. And one more time, for the country itself, not necessarily the world, but the country itself, do you think 2020 we're going to pull it together? And
yes, let me tell you a real quick thing. July 4th, 1776 is our birthday. Got it?
Right.
Born on a 4-day adds up to a 5. We just went through 2020. Now we're in 2021. This is America going through a growth spurt. It means we get through this and we come out stronger and better. And after this cycle of 4 and 5, the world is our oyster. I'm very much looking forward to where we're headed. Yes, I am.
I am too. I optimistic about the future, like you said.
Sure.
And if you really think about it, we're a very young country.
That's true.
So we're in our teens still.
Yeah, we're growing. This is our growth spurt. Actually, what we are, we just hit 21, which means now we're drinking. So some people are going to get drunk. We're going to get drunk, and then we're going to go, you know, maybe just because I can drink doesn't mean I should drink all the time.
Right.
That's what I see. So it's a beautiful thing as we move into 2022, 2023. It's a beautiful thing because we're growing, and we will grow together. And if you ask me what's the biggest message, that we are so much more the same than we are different.
We are.
That this whole idea that you, if you don't agree with what I do, you're my enemy. That is ridiculous. That was never going to work. It never will. And we will find our way back into working together. And I'm excited about it.
Me too.
I am.
Me too. We're Americans overall. So, all right. Well, thank you. We love you, Glynis. Go to GlynisHasYourNumber.com. Pick up some books, CDs. Don't forget her workshop on the 30th.
Yes.
And so join it. It's affordable. I'm going to probably join myself. So
It's so inexpensive. $49.95. It's less than $50. And I did it deliberately because I want people to just be able to join in for the beginning of the year to just, you know, what do you call it? You get the information so you can hit the ground running for the rest of the year. That is what that workshop's for.
Love it. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Share this show. Also, our podcast, iHeart, Apple, the list goes on and on. And please don't forget, Truth Be Told is now on WCRN TV 31 Boston. And we thank everybody for tuning in and being a part of this growth. We're going on our seventh year, over 600 episodes. So we're going to keep going and build this to where hopefully everybody gets a chance to get the truth be told. All right. Until next time, I'm Tony Sweet. We'll see you then.